Okay. Well done. Okay, so being of course that this week is Purim, we'll speak about something in Yoni Purim as opposed to the Parsha this morning, Parsha Tetzaveh. Take the opportunity as always, I'll repeat again later, to invite everybody to my home on Purim afternoon between 1:45 and 3:45 is simple Purim. But I want to speak this evening about matters related to Mishalach Manos. Mishalach Manos is one of these subjects that's rich in literature from, you know, Chazal, rich in rabbinic literature. It seems to me it's fairly simple deen, but there are a lot of hakiras, a lot of interesting, including one famous hakira we'll get to. We've spoken about it in past years, and this year I want to go in a different direction, but you can't avoid that hakira. And in general, just, there's a lot of literature about Mishalach Manos that is worth looking into. It reminds me, in this regard, of Sfiras Omer. One of those subjects that's like a rich area, touches on different aspects. So I'd like to go into some Mishloach Manos matters in this year. We begin the point of departure, of course, the pasuk in the ninth parak of Megillas Esther, verse 1, Esther parak test, pasuk good test. Alkein ha'yudim ha'prozom ha'yoshim bari ha'prozom osim if yom arbo asal ha'chodesh ador simchol mishtav yom zem Mishloach Manos ishali ha'yud. Pasuk says the Jews in the non-walled cities would celebrate the day, the 14th of the month of Adar, the day of Simcha and Mishnah and Yantar and so on, it says there, Mishloach Manos Ishoyehu. Okay? Then the Pasuk goes on, and the Megillah goes on, Pasuk called, Vayichtov Mordechai Sadrama Eile. Mordechai went ahead to write down all these things, Vayishach Sama Kala Yehudim Asher Bechom 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 Yehudim They should establish now, from now on, that these days should be observed every year, not just that first year, but every year it should be a kavua, it should be fixed as a halacha, the 14th and the 15th as appropriate each year. In commemoration of days when the Jews rested from defeating their enemies, and to celebrate the month which changed from days of sorrow to days of gladness, days of mourning to days of celebration. And here it is again. Giving portions to friends of friends and matanos of yonim. That's all of them. Those are the two psukim, pasuk yud test and pasuk chav beis, the Torah test. And it goes after where the concept of Mishloach Manos is mentioned. No real details are given. So the Gemara tells us the second source, Megillah Dazanim, and Aleph Taner of Yosef, Mishloach Manos Ishlehu, Shtei Manos to Ishechod. Mishloach Manos in the plural, Ish Le'el, to one person. You have to give a minimum of two gifts, two manos. Ish Le'ish Echadashi explains in the third source, and goes on and on, you know, that's a manos, mine badanim. Delectable, tasty food, right? And Shtei Manos Adam Echad. However, continues to go all back in two. Matanos of Yonim, Shtei Matanos of Shnei Ben Yadam. Matanos of Yonim is to give to two different people. Okay? Rashi explains, back in three, Shtei Manos Adam Echad, Dechsiv, Mishloach Manos Ish Le'el. Right? Shtei Manos, in the plural, Adam Echad. Yisrael is one person. But Matanos, Levi Yonim, in the plural, Shtei Matanos, Shnei Bnei Adam. Okay? And each one, Dai Lechal Echad Ve'Echad Matanos, not yet to give two different donations to two people, but one donation to each of two people. Okay, that's not our topic, Matanos, Levi Yonim. The Rabbi Mishloach Manos. The Rabbi brings this to Halacha. The fourth source, Tarek Bey, Milchus Megillah Halacha says, well, Kesar Chovah Suda Zuh, he's talking about the Purim Suda. That's right here, we'll come back to that later. The Rabbi brings up Mishloach Manos as part of the Din of the Suda. If you give to more than one person, is good. That's the practice today. We give to lots more than one person. But the minimum is the one person. Shulchan Aruch as well. Let's go down to source 5. Arachayim, Simon Tov, Reish, Tzadi, Hei, Tzidalam. Chayav, Lishloach, Lachaver, Shtei, Manos, Basar, or Shomine, Oakland. Again, two portions of meat or other types of food. Shenemar, Mishloach, Manos, Ishurayehu, Shtei, Manos, Ishechad. Ramar, Lishloach, Lerim, Mishulach. We may know, if you don't have, you can switch with food. But other people get out. This point I want to stress. And the Ramah on the third line is Hagab Yishushaf Manos Biyom Belalila. The mitzvah Shalach Manos is during the daytime, not at night. So if you give the Shalach Manos at night, you're not able to the mitzvah. Again, if you're giving it to 100 people anyway, and a few people you're going to see at night, it's okay to give it. As long as you give it to one person during the day, okay? Then the Ramah touches on a different issue. What if you send Shalach Manos to somebody that ain't a rote to the Kabbalah? He doesn't want to accept it, right? I mean, you know, the guy already has. Four boxes of chocolate, six bottles of wine, three pineapples, how much stuff do you need? So, okay, so that's a whole another chakira, the Yotze. Anyway, all right. What's the reason behind Shalach Manos? Very quickly, there were two people. The Bach has a comment in the talk for his study. Hey, they're on a tour. You are not with Shalach Manos as well. The Bach writes on the inside to hear the Shalach Manos, Shalach Manos, Elu, Shekadesha, Simcha, Kola, Simcha, Savodos, Yotze, Kol, Bam, Atos, Yotze, the God can call us Simcha, Savodim, all the way. There are two things we celebrate on Purim. Celebrating, so to speak, the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taking care of his people, so to speak, the Avyonim, and Simcha of HaKadosh, your friends, your buddies, right, they don't necessarily need your food, but you want to show friendship and so on. And he says that's because the Tshuah, of the salvation of Purim, the Hayosha Tshuah of Purim, HaKadosh, like, they Tshuah. There were two different aspects, so to speak, says the Bach, the two different aspects of the salvation on Purim. One is the Achas Sheniflan Mikol Tzoreinu, right, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished all our enemies and so on. And the other thing, us, none of us were hurt, right? No Jews were suffered. And he mentions as well that we see two things that Ahasuerus gave to Esther two things. He mentions Vayomer Samelcha Esbeis Haman and Uksivu Samelcha Tabatoba. In other words, Haman's home and his signet ring and the Bach shows how each thing emphasizes different aspects. So therefore, two things to make the Shalach Manos and Matanos of Eretz. What should the Manos be? What should these gifts be? So just as a side point, the Birkei Yosef writes the Chidor. So it's understandable, the Birkei Yosef from the Chidor writes in the same Siman Tofer Tzadi Hey in Tzivkot Dalet, Shtei Manos Ikra Amitzah Shem Manos Yikoros HaErech. Where it should be expensive, it should be nice things. Okay, the question, you know, you may, questionable yotze, if you give somebody, a few jelly beans and some popcorn, that's questionable yotze. They say it's be something choshev, something expensive, something worthwhile. Now, again, if you're giving to 100 people, so, you can give 99 of them popcorn and jelly beans. But at least to one person, with a full basic mitzvah, that's what Chidor says, so your manos, your karos ha'erech, it should be something of value. Okay. So now we come to a story in the Gemara, and that same daf in Megillah Zayin Aleph at the bottom of the page. It's going to be the sort of the source of the and everything we discussed in Shia tonight revolves around this story. Okay, in source number 8, the Gemara tells the very end of Zayin Aleph, source 8. Rabbi Yehuda the Seer, Shoda Leila of Osher, Itma the Igla Tilsa, the Gavu the Chamash. Rabbi Yehuda the Seer, that's not Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that's a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, also the same name. And he was also Nasi, but to distinguish, they call him Rabbi Yehuda the Seer. He was later. Yehuda the Seer once sent to Oshi on Purim, Isma, the Igla Tilsa, Rashi explained in 9, Igla Tilsa, Shlishi Lebetet, was the third born calf. Somehow that was considered to be a better cut of meat, better quality of meat, fine. And the guy with the Chama, and some of the flask of wine. So Sholach Lei, back in 8, the top, it goes over the very top of the Zion of Bez Megillah. Kiyamta ben Rabbeinu Mishloch Monos Ishlehu. He said, and Matanos Avionim. Rabbi, Oshi said to Yehuda the Seer, you know what? You have fulfilled the mitzvah Mishloach Manos and Matanos Avyonim. That's what it says in our version of the. That's what it says in our version of the text. If you look in both the Bach in his Argos and Os Aleph and the Vilna Gaon, right before the top of the Zion of Beis Megillah, there's a Matanos Avyonim. There's a small Aleph from the Bach and from the Vilna Gaon, and both of them say that the phrase Matanos Avyonim is a mistake. It shouldn't say that. Okay, the Bach writes Tevos Matanos Avyonim Nimchak, and the girl also Top Aleph Mem. That stands for Tevos Elo Mekukin. To be eliminated. That's not correct. It's not new in the Talmud of Yonah. Basically, it will delete those words, and it should say in A, the top of Zion, and we give a Kiyamta Barabinu, Kiyamta Barabinu, Shach Manas Israel, by sending us this gift, and Rabbi Yoshua said back to the other side, thank you very much. My name is, thank you very much. You fulfilled the mitzvah of the Shach Manas. Okay? Rashi explains, also Rashi, it appears that gift says to grow on the Bach correctly based on Rashi. You look at the next page 10, Rashi in the top of Zion, and we go, said, Hoch Yatim. You have fulfilled the Shalach Manos. You have three Manos. He sent them two things. He sent them a cut of meat and he sent them some wine. So therefore, Rabbi Moshe responded, guess what? You're the only thing that's filled the Shalach Manos. The problem is,
I'm just wondering if the
people
of
Yoshua, we'll get to that in a second. Yeah, good. Okay, but again, Rashi says, "Hach Yatina just can't remember Mishloach Manos." The Gaon knocks it out, the Bach knocks it out. But hold the thought. Okay, the problem is, one second, what's the chiddush? I mean, you just told us in the previous Gemara, you sent two things. So Yehuda the Seer sent two things to Rabbi Moshe. Right, he sent him some meat and some wine. He said, "Oh, shkayach, it's the full Mishloach Manos." No kidding. All of us do the same thing. So what's the Gemara telling us? So the Pri Chodesh has based on this the following. He says that's again same thing in the Shulchan Aruch. Top right side here in Tiv Talad. Chayav l'shochav versh teimonos. He says kosu v'shumas hadeshin simin kupiyot shumi kupiyot alav. The shtir v'chal achilo, that you can send drinks as well. Okay, it doesn't have to be two food items. It could be drink as well. V'yotzei bo mitzvos monos. V'chein muchach. He said that's the chiddush of the Gemara. The Moshe is sending back. Remember what are the reasons to send? He sends a piece of meat and some wine. So he sent it back. You yotzei the mitzvah. Moshe said you yotzei. Because someone might have thought that maybe Mishloach Manos has to be two food items, and he didn't send two items, so that's the chiddush, right? You could learn if the word manos means achila only, right? Huh? Right, but it's a food item, so you could argue. But we don't know. That's just tell us. The portion. It means what's right. We have that. There is a connection to Parshat Tetzaveh. We had this morning. We're talking about the meat from the Kabbalah by the Milun. But in any event, that's okay, right? I'm not going to end the day, you're right. That's exactly what we call. At least that way understands the Chiddush, Sickle Chiddush. He's telling you, well, yeah, even the Kayan Shalom, based on that, based on the Chiddush, the answer to our question at the beginning of the year, or the title of the year, can you send drinks to Shabbat? I said, yes. And you see from that story, he sent them a piece of meat, and he sent them one. Good. However, there is another gear set to that story. Okay, there's a whole different version. That's Rabbeinu Chanana on the page in Megillah. You take a look at the Zion, source number 12, and Zion Amud Aleph going over again on the base 12. That's a different version of the story. Due to the Sia Shalom of Hoshe, Yerach Shal Ego Shishu, let them come Kanyai. That's what the thing. Send a piece of meat and some wine. Shalach Lei, a different version altogether. Kianto Bar Rabbeinu Umatanas of Yonah. He said, thank you very much. You have fulfilled the mitzvah of Matanas of Kolomar, Nisinas of Yonim. Nosato imona achas, v'hi hayerech. You sent me this piece of meat. So that's not good enough for Shalach Manos. You were only Mekayim Matanas of Yonim. Okay, you were not Mekayim Shalach Manos. Evidently, the diak here is that maybe the drink didn't count. He said, you're only Mekayim Matanas of Yonim, a nice cut of meat. It's good enough to save $10 a week. Right? So Matanas of Yonim is a good cut of meat. Then it continues with a chazar, shalach lo egel, because he sent him more. He sends another piece of meat, or a whole egel, a whole lamb, or whatever, a whole calf, the gimel kankana, 3 barrels of wine. So let's look at that to Yushan. Yes.
What does
that
have to be? Yeah,
separately. So let's look at this is a different version of the story altogether than what we have. Look at 13, Yushalmi Megillah, right? Perak Aleph, Halacha Dalad, it's about the Yudav and Beis and his own Yushalmi. So the Yudav and the Seer, that's just the same person. Sholach Lev Hoshio Rabbo, Chad Eitim V'Chad Logim V'Chamar. Sholach Lev Amalei, V'Kiyam Tabana Matan Sevyonim. Therefore, Chazar V'Sholach Lev Chad Eitim V'Chad Gav V'Chamar. Sholach now, V'Amalei, Kiyam Tabana Sholach Manas Sevyonim. The second time, he sent him the second batch of food. Now you're fulfilled Mishach Manas as well. It's a very different version of the story. And if you have that version of the story, maybe the Pichosh is Diyuk about drinks. It's not because they're not yotzei with the drinks. And in fact, the Achronim are medayek different things that we learn from that story as presented in Yerushalmi. Look at the Korban Eidah, right? The Korban Eidah is one of the classic commentaries on the page in Shulchan Aruch, source 14, and then the Yerushalmi rather, source 14. Again, it's Megillah Parakav of Adalot. Eitem is called Eitem Haniyarech, Haniyarech, right? The thigh, Lagan is kind of Atanas of Yonim. The Rav Hoshia, Reishai Rav Hoshia, Anihava. Nothing as you were saying before. Rav Hoshia was poor. Yudav Asiyah sent him, Hoshe was a Tamar Chacham, he was a poor man. So when he sent him the first gift, which is a cut of meat and some wine, he said, oh, you're Mekayim HaTamas of Yonim, because he classified himself as an Evyon. He said, thank you very much. Then he sent him something else, right? And now he said, now that I got the second thing, that's Mishloach Manos. So that's the story in the Yerushalmi.
But why does that now undo the Matan?
Oh, hold on, good, there's all these things. Okay, well, I don't know what he assumed, but he sent back, let me tell you something, friend, you weren't yotzei Mishloach Manos in case you had that in mind. He was telling him, you're only yotzei Matanos Avyonim with this gift. Now, why? Right? So the answer would seem to be because maybe the drink didn't count. The meat was enough for Matanos Avyonim, but the drink didn't count. For care for what we were dying
to
keep
up.
More stuff. Oh, good. So now you'll be able to see all these kasha, all the diyuk and all the chakiris that the commentaries have based on the sugya. So let's see. The Pnei Moshe throws in something else. The Pnei Moshe, he is also commenting on the Yerushalmi, obviously. The Pnei Moshe writes, you can see a Shalach Rosh essentially chakicha chashabas v'lo v'chad shoyayim. Shalach Rav Hoshe amale kiyam tabanu umatana sevyonim. Let's look at it. Zed dava muat hu mehanasi. It's a pretty cheap gift from the Nasi. Now, hold that thought. Okay, therefore, Chazar, so he sent him something else, and now he's, oh, now you're a Mekayim Mishloach Manos. So the Ritva, on the Bavli, in source number 16, the Ritva, regular Chiddush Ritva, the Gilas Ayin of Aleph, quotes this story, right? He says, you give your rich friend any food you want. Everyone has to give two things. And he tells the story, and he says, Rashi, peer look at the second line of 16 in the Ritva. Pirish Rashi is al shalachot kiyantu varamen shalach manos, u pirish derhacha manos ika, fine. And they don't have a little gersinan hada shalach le'iyu. Yushalmi doesn't, Bavli, that doesn't have the rest of the story, he sent him something else. Abo b'kuli nuscha, but all the other nuschos, says the Ritva, garsinan kiyantu varamen matanos of yonim. Pirish, look what it says, shalachaisa yikara hachura be'enav. He wasn't satisfied with that gift. Okay? The Amar Sheena Matala don't come over. Then Hadar Shalach like come to see a goofy. Sent him more stuff. Igla Tisong, Tlaskar Tisong, 3 barrels of wine, and so on and so forth. Now, Klomar, now you were behind the Shalach Manas Klomar. Shazua Chua Huru Yolacha. Meaning, and that's what the Rigvar says, that Mishalach Manas depends a little bit upon the status of the sender. The guy's a rich man, he did not see sending a piece of bologna. That's not enough for Mishloach Manos. You have to have a chasher gift. That has to be something which the Nasi would give, not just, again, some jelly beans and popcorn. That's not worthy. That's not a Mishloach Manos that is worthy of somebody like him who did the Sia. Okay, go ahead. Hold it. We'll come to over. That's what the report says. You're right. Economic. And by the way, it's not just the report. You look at the Tosus Rid. Okay. There in Megillah Zion and Beis, Madur, Tinyona, 17, Kiyamta, Ren, Matanus, of Yonan, Pirish, they should be able to to him, this looks like you give the poor person, you give them whatever it is good. Right? But someone like him didn't see it. This wasn't the right thing. Now, it's interesting, the halacha, the Chai Adam, what appears anyway from the Ritva and from the Tosfos is that Mishloach Manos a little bit is subjective, and it depends upon the relative wealth of the giver. And the wealthier person is, he wanted to make Mishloach Manos. I don't know if he means to be ever, he wouldn't be Mekai, but it's not the way you should do it. A rich person should give a fancier gift, and not some just a candy corn or something. So the Chai Adam in Kol Kuf Nun Hei, the very end of the Chai Adam, Fif Lamed Aleph writes a few things. Lo Nikra Manos Adol Shor Olam Kol Shor Belo Tika. First of all, it has to be edible now. You don't give a guy a chicken if you slaughter it and cook it up. It has to be edible now. Fine. Okay. Only in the secret, fruits, whatever else. And he quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says, nearly me Yerushalmi, perakamas of our Yerushalmi, mashma, dimshalach lo'ani, davar macho yotza mishumatam, davar lo'am shuk manos, digar sinan shal, and he quotes the whole story, and he learns that the issue is not who the giver is, but who the recipient is. The recipient has to be satisfied, right? He says, "Mashmi zeh she'im sholeach dar pachos la'ashir." If you send a cheap gift to an ashir, anybody else is doing shulchan aruch. What is he? A rich person is going to get for you a half a slice of bologna? It's not the sender, but the recipient. That's how the chayadim learns the Yushalmi. Okay, not like we learned it, but the way that's the chayadim and the mishnah guru in the bi'ur halacha. That same sentence operates sarihei in tivdalit chayav shulchaver chayadim hochiach from Yushalmi. You shall lech the usher of a pachos any also the day of Mishloach Manos. The chayim mashma b'ritval if you give to achash on the war, a chayim shar poskim lo hiskir dover zeh. So the poskim don't bring this to halacha, but not only zahal is zelech hatchila. It depends who you're giving to. It depends who the recipient is from that story. Now, Rabbi Leizer Waldenberg in the Chubis, 20, Chubis, Tzitz Eliezer, okay, but before I get to that, I forgot that it's not on the sheets, but I brought in the Seychemed. The Seychemed challenges the Chayot and the Seychemed in Atibah Zinim, Areches Purim, in Simachas, he quotes the Chayot, he says, but forgive me, but that's not what the Yerushalmi says. You read the Yerushalmi carefully, it seems to depend on, he was disappointed because we were going to see the sender was a wealthy man, not the, he himself was poor, Moshe, and that's what he said first. So the says, Gam Asha Kassim, the Sotvar of Mashma, says the Seychemed, Vim Sholeach, Dover Pochos, Lo'ashi, and Yotei, Rechavot, and Sama, Amir, Zaiti, says the Seychemed, the Hama Hasim lo Shamina, Elodim Ish Asher Sholeach Pachos Mashu Erka and Yotze. He says the Diak and the Shalom is not like the Chayodim. Now he mentions, it could be that it's true, because if the guy's not Nemeh from what he received, maybe you could argue, you know, as he said, the Chayodim may be right with Halacha. Okay, but the Seychemed says it's not much like that from the Shalom. Right, so that opens the door for it, yeah. But still, that's the kind of objection.
When they come back, you can jump in the Shalom, just ish the Re'ehu, that there's
on the same level, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. The Tzitzel of Waldenberg and source number 20, Chelek Ches, Simon Yud Dalad, those days. Again, we're not going to read the whole thing, so I'd say, sometimes he has these things, he quotes the Ritzvah, he quotes the Rishalmi, he quotes the Ritzvah. And he quotes the Chayyadim. He also finds the Chayyadim difficult because it's not what Yerushalmi's mashma. And he writes in the second paragraph, "Where Isha Shivar Topas Chayyadim is a Techemed." And he quotes this Techemed who disagrees. And he says in Gimel, maybe we can maybe the Girsa problem the Chayyadim we make it instead of looking at those Gimel there. The Chayyadim didn't call Shim Shalom. God calls Le Ashir and Yotze to say Shim Shalom. God calls Le Ani. Maybe he meant to say Ani. Okay, or Shim Sholev, the Rosh Ha'ashir. Okay, he plays around with the gears a little bit. The only thing is he acknowledges in Dalid the Mishabura, obviously, as we saw, learned the Chayyadim the way it's written without changing the gears. So at the end, he says, maybe the, it does come into both, like Lyle was saying, but all of the Dalid, the Rosh Ha'ashir, on the Zelot, the Ashiruso, Shalhanosein, all of the Ashiruso, Shalmakado. So here comes the famous Chakir. There's one famous Chakir, which is questionable even, but the Chuvas HaDeshin. What is the nature of Shalach Manos altogether? The way we read before, remember, we were Daik and the Rambam Makuda Shalach Manos on the Suda, right? That we look back and we want to glance at it in Source 4, Eric Bezos and Miguel Achat as well. The Rambam is describing the Din of Suda, and he puts Shalach Manos in the same paragraph, as opposed to Matan Tadaram, which is the next halacha. Why? The Chumash Adeshin says, not quoting the Rambam, the Chumash Adeshin says, the mitzvah of Shalach Manos is to enable someone to enhance the Suda. It's an extension of the Chi of Suda on Purim. Okay, that's the Din. So, so therefore, says this, it says at the end, he says, well, he says if the idea is to enhance your Suda, so then it's a matter of the recipient. I mean, if it's not something he would use it as Suda, because a rich person is something that you're a little, the popcorn is not going to be put something he puts in the Suda, as opposed to a poor person who put it in his Suda, whatever he got. Okay, maybe that's what it depends. Now, the other Shita is the Shita of the Monos Halevi. I have it with me. The Monos Halevi, not that well known. The author is very well known. The authors of Shlomo Halevi Alkabetz, who was well known as the composer of L'chad Odi. So besides writing L'chad Odi, you know, the acrostic goes down as the standard of L'chad Odi, Shlomo Halevi. So besides, he was from, the people in Tzfat, Mukulon and Tzfat, and they chose him, he's on phone. So he wrote besides the L'chad Odi, he also wrote a parish in the Megillah called Monos Halevi. Okay, and then we'll speak later, but the Monos Halevi, he writes that the whole idea of Shalach Monos is L'harbos, Reyes, and Simcha, and so on. I don't do with the Suda. I don't know if he means that something, but everybody learns there's nothing to do with the Suda. It's a matter of just, you don't have to send food that's a fit for the Suda, just to show friendship. Well, if you're a rich, now it goes the other way. If you're a rich person, okay, and you send me some jelly beans, that's some friendship, right? So that said, well, that's just to it says the Hakira is maybe taller than Hakira, yeah. Oh, so that's another, right, that's another issue. They say that the monastery, because that's a further question. You have to send food, or Mishalach Monas, to send before Monas. The prayer was mentioned, you have to send food. What if I send somebody a sweater? A new tie, a new hat, or something like that. Like, can I get a birthday present? There was one kid who brought a sweater, right? Didn't want toys, but someone always needs a sweater, yeah? So can you go to Shalach Manos with that? Well, according to the Jewish tradition and the Rudak and the Rambam, no, that's nothing to have with the Suda. But it's just to show friendship. Why not? And they say that the Manos HaLevi wrote this safe and he gave it out. That's his Shalach Manos. Never mind the food. Where is the Suda? So that would be, although they can say, folks, you learn at the Suda, enhances the Suda too. But okay. right. I think the envelope came with it. All right. Anyway, the Stemach as well in Source 21, Chelik Bezer, his Chuvas on Haggis, from Shin Nun Daud, Source 21. He says, first of all, he says an interesting thing. He named Yidvarav Nishma Chidush Gadol, so a maspik lakimit to Sheesh Mona Achas Chashuva, Rak Tarch Shteyman as Yuchashuvas. First of all, you have to have two Chashuvas. Both things have to be Chashuvas, not one thing. Okay, and that's why he sent him again another piece of meat. And that's one thing that Stemach mentions. And then Umash Mistapko on the next page, in Tod Chashivas, Eitzel Nosein, the matter of the chashivas of the giver, the chashivas of the recipient, he too has the same svar that it depends upon this chakira, what the nature of Shalach Manos, the ikar chakira of Shalach Manos, that's what this depends upon. Fine, he says this as well. So Al-Khan, that's one sort of collection of chakira depends on that story. And Yerushalmi, what was the problem that the Rosh Hashanah objected? He said, you only go to the first time of Tanas of Yonan. Why? Because either I'm a rich person, I'm not satisfied with that, or they're a poor person, and you're a rich person, you didn't send me something that's worthy of Shalach Manos. That's one area of Shalach Manos depends on that story. Another area of Shalach Manos that also emerges in that story, the Marsha, we take a look in the next source, 22, the Marsha in the Chiddush HaGadol, there in Megillah Zayin and Aleph, tells the whole story, and he quotes Rashi and so on, and he mentions, we know that there's another Girsa, but he says something else. He says, when you gave, it turns out from that story, and some of you were driving at it, that he gave him, he said, the first time he yotzei matanos avyonim, and then you gave shalach manos. So it's vice ois, you can be yotzei both mitzvahs in one recipient. That's another chiddush that some want to derive from that story. Because the second day, first time he said yotzei matanos avyonim, then he said yotzei shalach manos, so the same person, so that's what Marsha says, you can be yotzei perhaps with matanos avyonim and shalach manos with the exact same person. In fact, thank you for bringing this. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, you have Hagos in the Eshel Avram of Buchach. Okay, so in that same sin in Pufresh Tadi A, here it is, Pufresh Tadi A, he says at the very end, Gan Sarkli, Gan Sarkli, Yotze, right? Because, you know, Shavu Kesef Kesef. The half that I'm going to give to you is Matanos of Yonim. Okay, and the other half will be Meshach Manos. And it says,
the same gift.
It's a bigger gift, exactly. Not just the same person, but a bigger gift. Yeah. He says, and maybe that's what we learned, Kiyamta ben Meshach Manos, Matanos of Yonim, she yotzei chavoso. Maybe all yotzei. He says, Tarchian. He says, there's a possibility that Tarchian from the Eshel Avram, which is this issue. It's interesting that in the Shultas, the Shultas, if I printed it here, take a look in 23. The Shultas is in Parsha Yaakov, at the end of the Shmos, that's where the Shultas on Purim is found. Shultas Samazayim. He quotes the story with a third gear, so he had a third way of reading that story. First he said, you're Mekayim Shalach Manas. Then, something else. Now, the reverse. He gave him more. It also makes sense. That was his gear. So the sieve, which you don't have on the page, and it's,
he's saying both.
Yes, correct. So the sieve, and Hanuk Shela, which you don't have on the page, but Os Yod, so the sieve says, he quotes the Pricharish and learn from there about the drinks, but according to this, you wouldn't. And he says, Kamashvalan, Sheyotza Bishneim Keachar. He says also, the Bala Shulchan also seems to hold, it could be Yotze, which is a bigger gift, the same, you know, with the same person. The Turi Eben, the Shagasari, on Megillah 24, the Turi Eben. There's also one other source. We don't have any sheets, but the Chavos Yoyer, the author of the Chavos Yoyer, Turi Chavos Yoyer, has a comment on Shulchan called Mekor Chayim. So he writes on that same Siman Tov Tzadi Hei in Tzadalit. Poshut in the Nesinus Mina Machom Ashkim Aniim Yotze Gam Kei Matanos Avyonim or Poshutu. He said it's Poshut that if it's an Ani, you can be Yotze also Matanos Avyonim. But then he says Mekom Machom Tzorich in Tzorich Iyan. I'm not positive. Midatulginu Ka. There are two phrases in the Poshut. Shoch Manos and Matanos Avyonim, which you can be Daik. They're two different Dinim. But he throws in something else. The Enos and Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. He mentions that as well. Lachain, he thinks at the end, Lo Yotze Osin on Shachin Shalach Manos Umatan Bepam Achad. Okay, now he's not so sure. So first he says it's Poshut one way, and he says maybe it's not so Poshut. He also has it as a stickler subject. The Turi Eben, if you take a look in the sheets 24, the Turi Eben quotes the story, Megillah is on in base, Kiyamta Ben Meshach Manos Yisrael, and the Chor, nearly, the Farish, the Ahi Kalar, the Bahari, Beis Matanos, with these two gifts, you connect all the dots, and add them together, Yisrael, the Kiyam, Meshach Manos Yisrael, the Har, Ika, Beis Matanos Yisrael, the Gam, Kiyam, Matanos Yisrael, he was poor, and therefore you also in Kamatas Yonim. Nafkamina, what's a Nafkamina? Because now you don't have to give to one more Ani. You have to give to two Ani. Well, I was doing that. I gave a big Shalach Manas to this poor person. So that took care of my Matanas Yonim as well for person number one. All I got to do is, you write Nafkamina, because you got old Matan Levin Acher. Okay, a hard Rav Oshia, it's tired. So he could base Matanas Yonim. Okay, and the God, which is Shalach Manas Kiyim. So even though he was Elyon, he was still Re'eu, still his friend. So I had four friends too. And then he says, "We call Malcolm the Shagatayr and Brian, and we call Malcolm nearly equal to the Shach Beis Hazav Yonachad Eina Olololu Stam." Not so sure. I don't think he can count this vote. Ela O Mishloach Manos, the Eviyon was nothing Kareil, the Tzarich was Shemal Beis Matanos, Beis Yonachad, Lekai Mitzvah Tanos, O Olololu Mitzvah Tanos, Yonim Lechud, Avolol Lekan Ulekan. He says, "The end is Mizayik." He says, "You can't use one gift to a poor person." Say that takes care of both Shach Manos and Matanos of Yonim. The Eif Shal Lekai Beis Mitzvah Olololu El the Gimel Bnei of the bottom line. They got to be three people in the mix. Okay, it can't be only two people.
Yeah.
That's all it's like, yeah. And on the Avnei Shoham, which is to add in the back, source number 25, is his notes. He says, Mil Misapkili, there is Misupik. He's a Misapkili. He shall have based my tongues of Echad, Olololol, Kanol, Kanol, Shokonos, Ustav, Matons of Yonim, or not. And there is Misupik about it in the Avnei Shoham. Okay, Marat Chayat, back in the Megillah, from Zanon Bay, also has the
14th place. problem. One, if it's the same person,
and what if, right, what if it's the same gift? Yeah. So that's what the Maariv Kaddish actually talks about. The Zayin Beis, he says, he quotes the three Eden, the Shakasa, the Palm Achas Kiyam Shneim, the Sharaf Monasim Matazanim, the Chakra Kasa, the O Oksan. It's really either or, it can't be. And he says that he disagrees with three Eden. He says, not much like that from Rashi. Rashi had a whole different gift. He quotes the Shilkos, so he doesn't complain. So it's possible that that's certainly part of the issue. But the suffix of the Torah Eben is with Kiva Eger, 26, and it's Agos of Shulchan Aruch and Tomfei Sarihei, the same source we've been looking at. Siv Dalad, he says, the statement, the Torah Eben, Rav Yisrael Mistatek, Im Shalach Beis Manos Leish Ani Im Yuchal Lachash Mutarti, Lakim Shulch Manos Degam Onim Bechal Yisrael Ulekayim Ulekim Atonz Yavionim. I'm not sure, he says. So the Torah Eben is Mesufik, the Kivyeger is Mesufik, the Mishabur in the Bir Halacha, same Simon Tafrei Sarayei Oshim, and he quotes also the Torah Eben, he's Mesufik, and the Kivyeger. So all the Achonim are Mesufik, what he can get away with it, so the Pashas would be, that would not be necessarily be advisable. The Ksav Sofer, No, that's the question, it's part of Mesufik, it's part of Mesufik, yeah, I think so, yeah, part of Mesufik. And he says that he quotes the Kivyeger, so I think he's right. So, if you look in 28, the Ksav Sofer has a Tshuva Chelek Archaim Sim Kuf Lamites. He says, Misha Sholeach in the second paragraph, Lo'oni Mine Machal Mishte, Shiyotu B'dei Meshach Monos, Im Yucha Lot Izeh Tarti, Kesh Miskav In Gam Matan Zavioni, Haino, of course, the Tzir, Shino Sein Od Matan Lo'oni Acher, he's going to give it to somebody else. O Neim, no, Dibloi L'Shuluch Dafka, we call I guess both of them, Mishnei Atzmo, Meshach Monos, Meshach Monos, Mishnei Atzmo, Obeid Matan Zavioni, Mishnei Atzmo, Eilad Roar, that was the Shailah. He quotes this story, right? I was sounding your yod say, but he said, quote the Shagasari, so Evan is nervous about it, and so on, so he's not so convinced. And he says, the Benito and Shalom, the Kayam Mitzvahs, the Shahmanas, and the Tazan Rasacha, the Rechel Ikam Mishum, ain't Osin Mitzvahs, Kabilas. There ain't Osin Mitzvahs, Kabilas. That's what he says. However, so he also concludes like that. However, the Sechana jumps at that in a different source. The Sechana, you're on your paper, Marcus Aleph, post Lamed Tes, I'm going to talk about Enos and Nitin Chavilos Chavilos. He says you don't think that's Chavilos Chavilos. There's a separate shear on Chavilos Chavilos. But he writes, he says, I think that the Ksav Sofer's analysis ain't a move on. Okay? The hub that Enos and Nitin Chavilos Chavilos, you don't do mitzvahs in bunches. Shayach Davka Kishos Shtei HaMitzvahs Mamas, you do two different mitzvahs, two different actions at once. Two different actions, right? Something like that. Two different mitzvahs, you know. Elisha also osam las achas. Lo kain kisha osam maitza achas. I'm doing one act. Rak mechavin l'shtei mitzvahs. I don't know. I'm doing that one act. That's not chavin chavin. I'm doing two different things and so on. But here I'm doing the very same act, okay? The very same maitza, and I'm just mechavin to count for two things. He says I'm not so sure. So that's again a hakira in ein osam mitzvahs chavin chavin. The techem is not. Is not convinced. Okay. Another interest, so that's another chakir that emerges from that story, whether you can be Mekayim both the Shachonos and the Tanah Zavionim at once. Another chakira, Shesh Lavrom, and that's the Buchatrik, same place in the end of Tophei Sadi Hei, it has another suffix. He says, Tzorech Le'ion, in Yotzni Chosh Romanos B'Shaleach Shnei Manos Shavos. Only asked before. But let's say, I have to say two things, right? So let's say, I take a piece of meat, I cut it in half. I give you two things, right? I give that. Is that okay for Shalach Manos? I gave you two different pieces, or two different, I didn't cut it, but two different pieces of meat. But it looks from that story, he sent them an ego the first time, he sent them an ego the second time. So he said, huh? Let's say it was cooked, huh? Let's say it was cooked. It has to be ready to eat, right? So that's the issue with Shesh Avrom is not so convinced about. It's an interesting question. But you see from that story, huh? Right, but so if you're a diet that drinks work, is fine. But if you're not, then you're saying you needed the second thing, the Mekayim Shalach Manos, which is the Gisa, you know, which you could say is in Yerushalmi, that wine is out. So now we sent them a piece of corn beef, and I sent them a second piece of corn beef. But that's two of the same things. No, but he said there's two of the, does that count? If your whole drinks count. So that's the question. That's exactly what Masupik about. That's exactly what Masupik about. The Ochas Shulchan, right? Let's see. Look at the Ochas Shulchan 29. So in Tophei Sadi Hei Sifu Dal, Aval Shnei Chatichos Mimin Echad Eomo. Two cuts of the same thing doesn't help. The Chinuch Nesha Chatcham Nechshavu Shnahim, because you cut it in half now, it's two gifts. Okay? So Tugib, that's what he said. The Rambam is Medayik. He quotes the Rambam, does the Orchel Shulchan. The Chayin Chalos Mashtay, Moros Boso, Osh Nei Minoko, Osh Nei Minotanshil. Right? The two different things. Okay? Now, the question is, what do you mean? Maybe it could be two different pieces of Boso. He acknowledged you can't really necessarily prove it from the Rambam. Now, it's interesting. I've probably made... Huh? Yeah, right. Could it could be even the same cut. It's interesting, the Ralbag, and it's Parish on the Gilles Esther, on that pasuk, very first pasuk, good text, Shalach Manos, he says, Hineyiz el chol hafachos shnei manos mishtei minim. That there's two different types of food. Two different types of food. In fact, until the Achonim discussed, there's two different brachas, makes stay on the same side, make sure it's two different brachas. Right? Totally different foods. But that's the question, because actually, if you look in the next source, the Rosh Yosef, that's the Prima Gadol. The Prima Gadol's commentary on the Gemara is called Rosh Yosef, and the Gila Zadon, huh? Yeah, Shalmi, yeah.
Eagle doesn't mean an eagle.
Right, it means eagle. Right, that's a reference I forgot to read before. Yeah, eagle might not mean a very good art. I'm sorry, I forgot to point it out. Thank you. So take a look back, it's tonight to see. Back on source number 14, he says eagle is ugo. He said, which might mean a totally different food item. Another bracha, it's very important to you, Kev. I'm sorry, thank you. The Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim, very good, okay. The Prima Gadim quotes the suffix. You know, she always says, you got to come from Calgary to know about that, right? So, you take a look in the 30, the Rosh Yosef, that's the Prima Gadim and McGill's Island, all punter Rosh Yosef quotes, and he also has suffix, lonely sparish. Kind of Ashir based on how much food you have to give, right? I'm sorry, in Chayan or Achil, that can be raw after you're 15, like you asked before. The Min Echod Sagi Kol Shecholach Lebeis Chatichos, Oshneimin, he says, not so clear. The Orch HaShulchan says, Pasha. But I'm showing you the Prima Gadol, it says it doesn't seem to be necessarily so Pasha. Okay? Now, in the case of Mikroi Kodesh, or Pesach of Frank, he has every Chatir and everything. So, I don't think he missed a Chatir in any young Talmud, it's unbelievable. So, in Manpurim, he has three halachas from this story of Rabbi Yochanan of this Yerushalmi. So one of them is in Yosef Mimin Echad. Okay, and so he quotes Eish Avram. That's why I got him. That's in Eish Avram. So he goes Eish Avram. He quotes Eish Shulchan. But he says it could be that from that story. You see, otherwise that story, if you don't learn Uga, you learn Ego, it could be that the Tuka wouldn't be okay. That's how the that's what he mentioned. I found in the Sefer Halicha Shlomo. Shlomo's on Arabic. They put out, you know, his Hanhogas and so on, so on. This is on the Mod, in the second volume of Mod, in other Perik Yud Tef, Sifjud Beis. Shnei Chalokim, Mimin Echor, Hachalukim B'taimon. They have different flavors. Lamosha, white meat and dark meat. Okay, that can count as food of a day. Well, right. Can go on Achelik Eoyer, Lathapton Shabazar Oaf, right? The top and the bottom. He says, that is Chashuvim K'shteimonov. That's why he's mechalik. Is it a different taste? It doesn't matter the bracha. It doesn't matter. It could be the same as long as they taste differently. And he says in chaf in va'alach oschaf the act to be in a shnei minay ochan al beis chatichas minachan ena bo'ol et rochan shochan he komakum benito didan shapri chashivi kishnei minin. And he says the same thing by the way in Hukos Borer on Shabbos. Okay, but anyway, let's all that in now. But so Shalzaman also says it's a matter of the taste. It could be two different. Maybe what Yehuda Messiah said to the Roshia, even though it was Egel, maybe it was a different cut, it was a different flavor. I have a little statement here called Piskei Tshuva, which is just a collection of different deen of Avram Petrakovsky. Okay, it's one of the ones that is very good to bring to a chasana, but I'm going to fit in your pocket. Random topics. Anyway, so in Tzimut Kuf Mem Gimel, he says, Yesh Lachkor, the mitzvah Shashach, Manos, the boy, Dafka, Beis, Manos, Yech, Eish, Echad. Oh, I'm sorry, one second. Yeah, I'm sorry, before we get to that. There is now, another Chakira, okay? There's another Chakira to look into from this story. So that's in Shlomo Zalman, fine. The Piskei Tshuva brings up another Chakira, not the same one. He says, what about the following also from that story? Okay? Yesh lachkor mitzvah from Shlomo Zalman, devoy davke beis manshevan, imitchila sholach mona achas. I sent him at 10 o'clock in the morning the first piece of food. Now 3 o'clock in the afternoon when I sent him a second. Or do I have to go to bat achas? Do I have to give them together? Or can we ask them all the Chakiras? You get them separately. And they said, look at the Chakir. I'm going to start there, and there is a tzirah. Yeah, but what if he ate the first one meanwhile? So by the time he got the second one, he already ate, there's not there anymore. He says it's a parakia. But that's another thing, which Frank points out, that's another thing in that story. Because if you don't count the drinks, then it was sent not to Rav Acha. It doesn't say in the Gemara how much time elapsed from the time he first sent it to him, the time he sent him the second thing, or whether he ate the other piece in the meanwhile. So he says in the same piece in the Siman of Ches, Mikor Kodesh, Im Yosi Nechoros, Im Yosi, Im Shtei Amar Sark Lushok Vav Acha. That's also Chakir, which he says you read in the story. Huh? Well, again, that may, you're saying it may depend also on that Chakira, whether it's for Sudas Purim or just for friendship. Could be. Could be depends on that. The Kafachayim in Osman is well in the sanctuary of Tokhari study. Hey, he quotes, Yes, or Shalom Vat Achat Lolo Bezechazet. Kafachayim Pasha should not be Zechazet. It should be Lat Achat. That's the seven together. That's the Kafachayim Pasha. Again, the same Mikra Kodesh you mentioned, he has, and I printed here, the Chuvus of Rizal Stern, Charles Chuvus, the Tel Achachma, 31. Helik Beis and Memvor, okay, this Orarti, La'ayim, Misha Shalach L'chaver, B'yom HaPurim, Mona Achas, the Kavala Kaima, Ayodah, Misha Shalach Monos, the Omnam, La'yos, the Chavos, that could be in Shtey Monos. The guy made a mistake, let's say, you know, could happen a little mistake. He sent the plate, and then, you know, he realized, oh, to come back in the house, he found, the other thing was on the table, I forgot to put that in the box. I forgot. So he runs back, right? So that allowed and so on. He's going to add the second thing. And he quotes in the Ozayin, he says, I brought a little read from here. Shulach Archiv was not to be safe for Orchus Chaim Sepinka. The Sepinka, all over here. Orchus Chaim, Sfinkerov. So he says that in Nosan Mona Achas Baboker, Mona Achas Barab Yotzi Rechalo, so the Kafa Chaim says, Shulmi Vas Achas. He says, Ein Aswan Pachas Undil Ayim. He didn't have either safe. Baruch Hashem, we have them here, the Kafa Chaim and the Thinker, and he's correct. The citation is correct. So he says at the end, all of Allah, the last paragraph 31, Allah, the Chatkhila Mitzvah Nuch Hashi Shlach Seh Amonus Lachaz, Lachaz. Chatkhila should send them together. Okay? Bein Shalchum Zechazeh Yotza, Vafila Nis'ach L'Rishon HaKol Shalach Hashi, even if he ate the first one. Meanwhile, and so on, he's still Yotza and so on. So that's the way he passed it. Okay? The Tzitzaliezer, though, is not as convinced, and his truth is the same, similar as before, Chela Chesim Yedal and Ozlov, Raise them across to be safe. You feel a lave. Shemay v'shemona chidozal. Shehela b'sipur kikar la'odin. The yesh l'shloach hashtei monos b'vas achas. No, this is save the shtei monos b'vas achas. The lo b'zechas there. Okay. And he says a diak. The kol lo tziv shtei. It doesn't say. It says mishloach monos, right? It doesn't say shtei monos. There's shtei monos. Then you can argue mishloach monos sounds like one unit. I think that it sounds like one unit. Okay. I even saw someplace, you know. You make sure to give it impact of one bag or one box. That's what he expects. That's what the Tzitzaliezer says. So that's, as I say, yet another chakir. So you have all these different chakirs to emerge from that story, and that whole, you know, that whole Yerushalmi and the story of the beautiful Shia and of Oshia. The last thing we'll come back to, we thought of, what about drink sake? So that's the third thing that the Tzitzaliezer of Frank talks about his essay, Siman Lamed Ches, in Yosef Nechava, I did it in a different order, but he has it as the first one, Yosef Nechava, Meshachmanos, from Mashkin. And the yoke the shalach monos from mashkin. Okay, so the direct reading would seem to be they're not because he said you weren't yoke the shalach monos the first time. Okay, shema mashkuchal monos the way Yerushalmi has it, not the way the Bavli has it, where he said hello you yoke the shalach monos the prechodesh and the dayak is good, but the Yerushalmi's gear so we had to send them something else. You could certainly the dayak and mashkin don't count. Okay, and however, as the Tzitzaliezer said, I know that's not so poshut in the poskim. Take a look. I have printed here in 33 the Ran on the Rif and Megillah Gimel with Beis in the page of the Rif. When we saw monos Yisrael say monos ladam echad haino mine machal u'mishte. The Ran, the Rishon mentions specifically mishte. Okay, Lashim of Yonim and so on and so forth. But he mentions mishte specifically, so that would seem to be that it is okay. So also the Maharil. Here's Menhagim and Hukos Purim and Ost as well in 34. Omar Marie Segal, that my real name is Yaakov Levi. So Segal is a Levi. Segal is, most Segal is a Levian. Gan Lakoi, that's why she says Gan Lakoi. That's how many people named Segal are Levian. So I say, call them Marie Segal. Shetov Lusach Manas Purim Dakar Mine Machal O Mishte. Okay, he mentions also Machal O Mishte, the my real. So again, and the Truth of Hadeshin as well. And this is that important from the Hadeshin from Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay, he was. Oh, very good. Exactly. We got that. Yeah, exactly. We got right there. Yeah.
Oh. Right.
That's true. Was it the drink? Yeah. So that's the question again. That host can do. What if you drink today? If it's a pitcher of water, be questionable. But something more. The truth Hadeshin from Kuf Yud Aleph. Look at the Shaila. This question we alluded to before. Shaila. B'nei Adam Hashochma Chaven Bepurim Chalukin was seen if he gave the guy some clothes or something else, you know. The yotze shalvanos a lot. Tshuva, yirah the ein yotze behind the nearer town of shalvanos who kadesh shalachol achad David sipok with kaima suda kavina. It's a different suda, right? And he brings the raya from the Gemara. Okay. Look at the last line in 35.
Table.
I don't know. It's a good question. Some use for the suda. I don't know. Yeah, but he says seems to be only food. Look at the last line on 35 on that page. The su nearer the lo ashichon b'shum makom the mikrim manos elamida the michle odim mishti. The word monos means food or drink, so it wouldn't cover a plate. And I didn't say, well, he does quote the Rambam. Okay, he says, V'chein zikteik l'amam l'shono, v'chai l'shof shemol shom batar, okay, v'nei tavshu and so on. The only thing is, he now says, v'nirei d'shkir b'chal achilu. The Rambam didn't say that. Okay, the Rambam didn't say that. Okay, a word train goes in the dike, and the Rambam, if you look back on the first page, the Rambam, source 4, because Megillah Perek Beis, Halacha says, well, he says, V'chein chal l'amam l'shof shemol shom batar, Oshnemine Tapsil, Oshnemine Oakman. Ram does not mention drinks. The Tzvah Tadeshin says, the nearest portion, it seems to him, the Shtir, the Shbichlal Achila. But, you know, again, the Ram doesn't say it. It's not necessarily a Raya, but he doesn't say it. The Leket Yosher in 36, that was written by a Talmud, the Tzvah Tadeshin, summarizing the Nagim. It's those by pages, Amud Kuf Nun Ches. And, you know, hey, he was Hurani, the Eishminik, the Ostrite, Shechol Echot Shalech, the Kolakol, Chatikas Dar. The yayim b'kli, the minute there was considered, like you said probably, the wine was drunk as the main beverage. Okay, so that's what he said. The minute in Ostrach was to send the chatichas dag, and other people did this, planted it, and sugar, and some other things, whatever. Okay, yeah, I don't know what exactly that means. They gave it to everybody. Yeah,
but they didn't have
Yeah, that's true. And maybe it was goldfish. I don't know. Whatever, cheap fish, I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, that's the Leket Yosher. Yeah, true. Yeah. All right. What did he say? Right, that's usual, right? Someone asked me. Right, that's what I said. Right, right. A live fish. Yeah, could be. But somebody asked me the other day, are you allowed to re-gifting? I said, you're allowed to. Oh, there's two things you have to make sure. One, don't give back the same plate that the guy who gave it to you. And also make sure that on the bottom of the plate, it didn't say, you know, happy firm from the wine thing you gave to the guy. So I got to make sure of that. And you have to make sure that it doesn't have their poem in there, you know. All right, anyway. So in the Sefer Yosef Omer, which is also in Hagia Frankfurt, tough race, Chadi Tess. He quotes, the Kayan is the Shramanus beyond the Fakus Pamacha, Ste Manus Hashubis, Mitapshil, oh, Kos Malayai. This is a great, even again, a nice cover like a Kos of wine also would count. So we have plenty of people who say that wine counts for Shlach. Okay, the Shlach Kaddish in the Sechet Megillah 37, back to the sources in Tarek Ner Mitzos, you give a Kaila on the Shtir Bechal Achila. We have numerous rise in the Gemara, the Shtir Bechal Achila. He quotes the Raya from Shlach. The guy takes an oath not to eat. Does he allow to drink? But again, after the Shtir Bechal Achila comes in, so he says it's with a dozen quotes, and therefore, Al Kane, which is the left, let a mona achas of Ocha, of Emo, Coast, O Saka, Shamashki, Yain, or Shekhar, Dvash, Shakari, made meat, it's also what they call a beverage. Kiev is them, Shalach, Mono, Sukhain, Possible, Hedy, Bala, Shalach, and so on. So that's how the, and he brings the rise in that story also that he sent them drinks, like we have the Mogan of Ron, brings out Lochas, Kim, Topri, Sadi, Hayes, Kotten, Yid, Aleph, Shtay, Mono, Sposum, Shalom, Rechila, Ubuhu, Adim, Mashke, the Mashke as well. The Taz is on Dalabir in 39, right? Below the God of Moshardvarim. Okay, can't send garments or other stuff like that. Rashtiya Bechal Achila, again from the same Gemara. The interesting question now is, one second, can both things be drink? Can you have, so far we always have that orange juice and the grapes. Can both things, or maybe at least one of them has to be food. So the Lavosh, right, from the top right, Sadiyesh of Dalad, Tarak Lashok Monasir, etc. He says, where is it? Vamonos yil mine machal o mine shtia. Okay, mine can be, maybe both can be shtia. It's a little bit of a dick, I don't know. Shein vasamonos alos machal o mishte. Okay, the Eliyahu Zuta comments on the Levush there in 41. Hu adin min echad machal o min echad shtia. He says one food, one drink. Okay. However, in the Yadi Rabba, the same author, it says it again. Quotes the same story in Sukkot and Tess, in top right, study. Hey, at the end, Mishatim words of a mean echad machal, a mean echad shtiyah, okay? So I'm not sure. I mean, the The pasuk says it shouldn't make a difference to me anyway. The pasuk does not matter. Right, correct. You can't even die. I agree with you. And the Shabura writes in Cotton Chopas in the top of again, lo, begod, and the Shagwar, the Lord didn't mask it. The Shapur, Dog, the Shia, the Chalachila, the Chain, Sagi, the Echad, Ocha, the Echad, mask it. Okay? Again, Echad, Ocha, the Echad, mask it. Okay? So he's not clear either, so maybe you have to have one proof, but the Archa Shogun is very clear. 44, in the top of the Tari, hey, if you did that, Ubar, Hadog, the Tarak, the Shnei, the Echad, oh, Shnei, the mask it. The Archa Shogun is absolutely not there, you know, two different drinks. He says there's no chilak or no distinction whatsoever. What's interesting is, and this is what Rabbi Prayer alluded to, in the Shuvah Shevet Sofer, the Sanuk of Sofer, in the Chav Gimel, he says, you know, the case in the Gemara, you can only prove one food and one drink, because you can't prove the otherwise you wouldn't only have sent maybe another drink, right? Even on the diet that drinks count. He says, Yesh Homer, the Rishat, Lomukha, Glach, Chavan, and Machon, and Mashke. He said, that's the norm. People eat and drink, but all you were saying. You know, it makes sense to be able to send a drink because that's what they did. They eat and drink. Okay? Of the rock meaning Mashkin Loya, so just drink, maybe not. Okay? And he says, maybe, so that's what he discussed. He brings some of the sources we mentioned. Okay? He says, let's find it. He says, in addition, besides the fact that's what people normally do, he says, at the end, came in all the Chalek by Machal Mashkin. Why should we make a distinction? Kevin dal korchok the gam mashkin manos mikri, but other rabbis, we were saying, well, the other rabbi, ikra mitzvahs purim and mashkin, the chayel of sume. Ikra purim, part of the sume is to drink. Nonetheless, there are some who reject this whole idea. The Ben Ishchai, for example, in 46, the Ben Ishchai writes, in Shana Rishona, Parashat Tzavah, this is said, Zayin chayel v'shol kol odom l'chaveiro, Shnei monos, the Hainu Shnei Mine Oakland. It has to be Shnei Mine Oakland only, Dafka food. Okay? And it looks that way also from the Sefer Kol, I forgot to bring it, but the Pula Socha, which is the Maisa Rav, from the Donagon, Ostrich Mentes, also seems to insist that it should be different types of food. The Halacha, the contemporary postkim, and again in 47, the Chuvah Tzitz Eliezer, same place, Chayel Ches from Yudalit, in Osvog, he quotes this Pula Socha here. That Mashke is low mitzvah, la beiz mano lefila. His dietary says it's a very weak diak, in my opinion. And he says Mashke, you know, is the chol manos. He quotes all the other commentaries, as we said. And he says for sure. At the end, he says mucha mizela hefet. The shaper having Mashke gam came bechol manos. Okay, he told that the pichadosh is an ahapachu, the opposite of what the Pula Socher says. Okay, and that's how Sternberg also writes. Some want to say, it's in Chelek Gimel, in Reish Lamed Vav, some want to say also that it's food and not drink, based on that story in the Gemara, and he also says that the Emes is not that way, and he thinks also, despite the fact that the Rambam, it seems like he doesn't mention Mashkin, it could be because the exact opposite. Why was such a staple? It wasn't chashuv enough, that's what you were saying. That's why he didn't want to care. It goes back to the mana has to be something more chashuv. And that's
right,
why the Rambam...
more the second time.
Right, that's in that story. He said the more of three bottles of wine. Yeah. Three bottles of wine. That's what the Sternberg said. But for us, however, the only thing is, he says in the end, so at the end of 48, Rak Lori Lahader, the Bakul Chashuv is a nice bottle of wine. That's what he said. I'm not going to give it at least to one person, like we said before. Okay? Okay, it depends on the recipient. Yeah, could be. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, okay. Depends on what to drink, right. Just to finish up, so I mentioned before that famous Hakir, the Shumash HaShesh, on one side, he says specifically Shalach Manas has to do with the Suda, and the Manas HaLevi on the other side, from Shalom HaKavitz, that has to do with Reyes. So that comes up in that question of the Ramor. We had at the very beginning, we'll wrap up with this. The Ramor mentions that... what if I give you a gift? You don't want to accept it. And the guy doesn't accept the gift. I said before, I already received four boxes of chocolate, and I have six bottles of wine, and I have three pineapples, and how much stuff do you need? You know, so I don't accept. So the question is, that's what the Chassam Sofer says, that it depends on that Hakira. That's in Chelek Archaim, some Kuk Tzadivov. He already said that based on it. He's the one who brings this issue up to the fore. The Chumas Hadash and Kosuk Nechir, Harbochel Balei Smochos. Right? The whole idea is to enhance the person's suda. Okay? And therefore, if you give him something and he's mochos, so then you didn't enhance his suda. Okay? However, if it's Monos HaLevi, if I have to say for Monos HaLevi, Laharbo, Shalom Aleichem, okay, so I'm local, I'm a friend of you, you're my best friend anyway, I don't need to, right? So he says it depends upon that. But that's where he mentions this Chakir that we said already, and it ties into our issue. I'll just end with what the Shem and HaLevi said in the Shem HaLevi, that in Adarava, certainly wine should certainly count because of Chayav and Mishlo Desumei. So that's the Gemara, the same Daf of Megillah, is Rhyme and Beis 50. The Gemara says, what's Chayav of Sumei? The Rashi says, Livsumei is Lishatir B'yayim. B'yayim. He specifically mentions wine. And that's what we usually tell the Talmid and Yeshiva, that the whole din of, even if you hold it, the drink on tour, but it's only wine, as opposed to liquor. And, you know, so, and it's only, and if we put that with the Sumas Adeshan, it's only in the context of the Suda. So this idea is the Yeshiva started at 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, got their drink, and they ended up having the Suda. That's, or their sleep, or the bathroom flowing up during the Suda, whatever it may be. So that's, for me, a perversion of halacha. You know, you drink a little more wine in the context of the Suda. It doesn't mean a person can't have a l'chaim, but in terms of the key, I know that, again, I'll take the opportunity to invite everyone to our home, for an afternoon, 1:45 to 3:45. Personally, so we have mincha actual one, which is pretty close to the early time. You can daven, so I have it for everybody after the mincha, before your own Purim Suda. But I personally always wash before, because people come and have l'chaim. So I personally, before everybody comes, I wash and they're looking for meat and that's challah. So that's when I'm at the Suda, when I have this open house, I'm there. I have l'chaim with people. I don't drink wine. So I'm not a big man. I don't like liquor. So it's not a big challenge to me. But I'm that way during the course of the Suda. When you drink, other people stop and buy, just have a cup of wine. Okay. But that's fine. But at the ikar mitzvah of really drinking a lot, if you do it, drinking more than normal, whatever the shear is, so that's in the context of the Suda. But the ikar here is lishtaker b'yayin. Okay? And the truth of the matter is, the Rambam, as you saw also, you look back again at 4, the Rambam writes, v'shosei yayin ad sheyishtaker, you should drink wine. The mele, if that's part of the, that's part of the mitzvah, so then if you're hard-pressed to say, if shalach manos is supposed to enhance the Suda, and part of the Suda is that wine, have to tell me wine at least doesn't count. I don't know if that works for orange juice or soda. On the other hand, as we said before, somebody said, I forgot who supported it for already, or maybe the shaver itself, the same source, that people drink with their meal. It's normal. Right? People have juice. I'm always drinking juice. I like very much, so that enhances my Suda. So, you know, as opposed maybe to, the bottle of water. Today, water is very popular. Spring water is, taken on a little. Did anybody hear when, maybe not Benjamin, but when any of us here with kids, do you ever think you'd be buying water in the store? Who would pour water in the store? You pay for water? It's a different world today. So I don't know, it may count as well. But the Shulchan Aruch, just for full disclosure, with this we finished, Tofrei Tzadi Heis is made, because Chayv and Ishul Tzun, Puyi Adelayad, etc., and in the Hino the Ramah, never mentioned wine specifically. So therefore, the Munkacher and others, the children from Mahoros, Nelson, and Nelson Gishpetner, I forgot to bring it. The Chayv Tetz and the Chav Beis Ozaim discusses, is there anything that makes you intoxicated just after wine? It's a sefer in the Mukha or Achayim from the Mukhatalogo, the Mukhatcher of the previous Mukhatcher Rebbe. So he says it means any type of liquor, others say no, it's after wine. I think the most prevalent opinion is that only wine, so you'd be hard pressed to say that wine shouldn't count for Shalach Manas. Anyway, these are some of the biyukim from that story. Take the opportunity to wish everybody a frailed in Purim. And I hope to see as many as possible sometime on Purim afternoon. I'm good to
entertainment.